This is Action Podcast with Paul Bailey and Sam Forsberg.
So hi Paul, it's a bit strange to be back in the recording seat after what feels like a few months off because I've had some PC downtime and a few other things that have gotten in the way of our podcasting together. So
yeah, it has certainly been a while. I've just had a look on the website and the last one that we posted, I actually posted it on the 8th of June, so we probably would have recorded that a few days before. So it has been around about 6 to 8 weeks since we recorded a podcast together, which is quite a long time.
Well, you know, it's funny because I actually thought it could have even been a bit longer than that. I was getting a bit scared that it might have been approaching 9 or 10 weeks, but that sort of leads pretty well into our topic for today, and that is this idea that sometimes sort of what we think about when something was done or how long we did it for and that type of thing, our sort of subjective view of that is often quite different to the reality. Do you find that at all?
Oh, absolutely. I must admit, I seem to be atrocious at tracking time in my head. Mm. Quite often I'll say, oh, yeah, we haven't seen such and such a person for, well, it must be about 12 months, 18 months. And I'll get this bemused look at me and people say, we saw them 2 months ago. Oh, really? It just feels, you know, obviously I miss them terribly. Obviously that's what it is because it feels so long ago. Actually, no, it's just me being really rubbish with time.
I had a funny situation recently with a girlfriend where I'd thought that it had probably been perhaps a sort of 9 months or so since we'd seen each other, and when we actually calculated it, it was a year and a half.
Blimey.
So yeah, totally opposite direction, but I suffer from that a lot. So it's funny because another area where it seems to crop up a little bit is with things like chores around the house.
Oh yes. Oh god. Absolutely. I'm always getting into trouble about the chores, I can tell you. It feels like I've only just recently done it, and I get promptly reminded, actually, no, that was 2 weeks ago the last time you pushed the vacuum round, so oops.
Yes, that's a common occurrence in our household too. And we seem to have very differing opinions. Usually it's not sort of a close, you know, one against the other. There's usually quite a significant difference between our perceptions of what the timing was. And so I've started actually adopting a few things that are helping me to get on track of this a bit. And I wonder if it might be useful to share some of those things.
Oh, please do. Yeah. But for me and my partner's sake, please tell me how to change this.
Well, funnily enough, one of the first things that I started doing probably, well, I'll say a few months ago, it could even be longer than that. I actually, I have to go back to my phone and check, because one of the things I've found that has been quite effective has been to put alarms into my phone, and not just sort of one-offs, but recurring alarms. And it might sound a bit silly, but I actually even have a beauty sleep alarm that goes off at 10:45 every evening. And most of the time I pay some attention to it. Occasionally I'll ignore it entirely, but it reminds me that unless I get onto my chores straight away and sort of get prepped for bed, that there's pretty slim chance I'll get into bed and be ready to sleep before midnight. And for me, you know, there's certainly the whole pumpkin thing going on there, because if I'm not asleep by that point, then doesn't matter how much sleep I get, I feel crap the next day. So that's been an important one.
Yeah, that's a really good point, actually. I use, I'm very lucky that I have my iPhone, and I use the diary on that all the time, which is great because it syncs up with my computer and everything. But one of the things I have also done when I play World of Warcraft, which I still do occasionally, not as much as I used to, but I still do, I've actually got an alarm built into World of Warcraft that's set to go off at 10 p.m.
Ooh.
And so, If you know World of Warcraft, it comes up as a raid warning. So it's a great big characters right in the middle of your screen that comes up, bed, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. And so I know then, okay, right, yeah. I set that, so I'm telling myself to go to bed at 10 o'clock. And I do, and it's great.
Excellent. You might need to, after this after this recording, you might need to tell me how to do that.
Okay. I will do. But yeah, definitely diary is, for me, the only way to do it. I'm because I'm so hopeless with reality checking and time and dates and things, quite often if I think, oh, I'm free next Wednesday, if then three people ask me to make an appointment or something, I'll tell each one of them Wednesday, because I'd already had the thought that I'm free on Wednesday. So I end up telling them all and I end up triple booking myself and looking like a complete idiot.
So there's something about not actually managing to follow through and put the appointments into the diary there.
Absolutely. If I put it in the diary and I have my diary with me, that's the other stumbling block for me. As long as I've got it with me, then it's fine. You know, look at the diary, book it up, no problem whatsoever. But if I just try and use my brain, it's a no-go.
Yes, I'm the same. And even if I write it down on notes and things, then it's amazing how many of those notes seem to grow legs and walk off somewhere that I can't find them, because it's sort of certainly gotten to a point where I now habitually will say, hang on a second, just let me check my phone or let me put that straight in there while we're speaking, because otherwise it won't happen. Yeah. But one of the things that can cause conflict, and we've sort of talked about the differences in some of the time perceptions that we can have with our partners and the people around us, is that because each of us thinks that we're right, it can become quite a personal, you know, conflict. And it's not that any of us is always necessarily wrong, although I think you and I are probably in the category of slightly being more likely to be incorrect. But instead of making it such a personal sort of difference of opinions almost, or what we think is true, one of the things that I've also started doing is to actually not to set myself lists or regimented routines of things that I have to do at certain times, but simply to, if there's something that's important, to write that down and record that in a certain way when it's been done, when I've done it. So that makes it quite a bit more fun. So it's sort of like, oh yeah, I've done that now, excellent. I go and stick my mark on the calendar. And I've always got spare wall calendars, because I tend to get a lot of them sent over from Australia and things like that, so they don't get used for much. And so this is a brilliant way to make use of them. And that way I've always got an objective source to go back to, so it doesn't matter what my memory tells me. I can be like, oh, well, this is what I think it is, and then I look at the paper and go, oh, well, I was a few days or a few weeks out or whatever it was.
Yeah. That's a brilliant idea, actually. I use the website Daily Burn to monitor and track when I go to the gym and what exercise I do at the gym. Because quite often you have to cycle through your arms, your legs, your chest, your back, you know, all those kinds of things. So quite often by Thursday, I've completely forgotten what I've done.
Yeah.
And I can't remember, do I need to do arms or legs today? And using this tracking system on the Daily Burn can really, really help me looking at it, saying, oh, I did my arms 7 days ago, therefore I can do my arms again today. And that really works for me. And because I'm tracking it, it's got I do like a graph, a lovely little graph that shows me how many I've done and what I've done. And it really does, it pleases me no end when I look back over the month and see, you know, what I've achieved and how I did it and how I, you know, synchronized everything on a weekly basis. Really, really satisfying when I see that.
That's a really interesting idea, actually, because certainly I can't get any of the statistics really from my wall calendars, but it's something that, you know, somebody with reasonable IT skills could actually probably throw together something, if they didn't have a program like that or a website that they could use, where they could actually put something together in Excel and get a few little pie charts or little graphs that are created from keeping track of things there as well.
Yeah, nothing more satisfying than seeing a line going up or going down, whichever you think it needs to go.
Definitely. And it's a good point too, because it doesn't just have to be about things that you need to do or that type of you know, thing that might seem a little bit more tedious, because sometimes it's easy to actually lose track of when you've done, you know, fun things that you enjoy, whether it's a particular hobby you have or something like that. It can be really easy to, again, get confused about the timing of when you last took time out or when you last went away and did something, those sorts of things. So it can actually be used for that as well. And one of the things that I've recently started doing again, which I really enjoy, is to sort of do hikes. And they don't necessarily need to be up and down hills and things like that, but just to put the walking boots on and go out for a while. And so I know I've done two hikes, and I would sort of say, you know, two hikes this month perhaps, but actually I think it's probably been two hikes in the last 2 weeks, which is actually something to be quite excited and proud of.
Absolutely, yeah.
So to have that written down and to be able to look at that, like you said, and to get some sort of feedback about what you've actually achieved is really quite exciting and empowering as well.
Yeah, it really does help you in your mission to pat yourself on the back when you've done something good, because you've really got the evidence there to show that you've done it.
Definitely. And, you know, as long as you sort of have the intention that whenever you do something you're going to put the marking down to say that you've done it, then it really becomes that objective source that, you know, you can't argue with, because you're the one keeping track of it.
Yeah. And if you're new to this, then sometimes it's worth actually putting in your diary on a regular basis, every 2 or 3 days, that you are going to look back over the past few days and backfill your diary. One of the things that I have to do on a sort of weekly basis is look back and think, okay, what did I do over the week? Because I want to record the stuff that wasn't necessarily scheduled in advance, but I still want to have it recorded in my diary so that I can look back and think, yeah, you did pretty good on the last month. So
that's cool.
Just setting yourself a diary appointment to remind yourself to record what you used to do kind of can work as well, which sounds a little bit overkill, but needed for me.
I'm laughing because for me, there's no way I could get to the end of the week and do that, because I often forget what it was I was doing yesterday. So I'd have to be doing it within, you know, the sort of 24 hours of it actually occurring. But funnily enough, one of the things I started about 6 weeks ago now maybe is morning pages, and it's a concept that so many people have mentioned to me over the last 10 years or so, and I really didn't pay any attention until recently, but it basically is a creative process by which you get up in first thing in the morning, you write 3 pages of longhand, and it doesn't matter what you write, it doesn't have to be correctly punctuated or, you know, anything else. You don't do anything with it except just write. Okay. And until you finish the 3 pages. And what I'm finding with that is that's brilliant, because even in the morning when I wake up and I start writing about something, and my thoughts will be drawn back to the day before, and I'll be like, oh yeah, and blah blah blah, and this happened, and I did that and this and that, and I'll be like, oh wow, that was actually a really productive day, or oh yeah, that was a really exciting thing that happened, and that gave me this idea, and so that's actually been a really great way for me to kind of informally keep track of things, just to sort of be able to write them down, and even if I don't ever go back and check it, it's sort of still given me that measure of satisfaction in recording it.
So when you do this in the morning, you're not specifically trying to recall what you did the day before. You're just simply writing down whatever comes into your mind.
Yeah, exactly.
And occasionally what happens is that you end up recalling a lot of things that you did the day before. Is that right?
Yeah. And that will sometimes lead to thoughts of what I then want to carry on with today, or it might, like I said, trigger thoughts of ideas, creative ideas that I had stemming from those things, or it might take me off on a totally different tangent altogether.
That's really interesting, because I was just thinking, I usually in the morning, I'm at the gym, so I don't really have the opportunity to write much stuff down, but it has just suddenly brought a thought into my mind that on my iPhone, sorry if you haven't got one, but I do love mine, it's got a new voice recording facility on there. And what I can do is, on the walk from my house to the gym, I can do a 2 or 3 minute voice recording of my morning thoughts.
Oh, perfect.
I like that. In fact, I'm going to make a note for my alarm to go off tomorrow morning so that I can start doing it. I'm quite excited.
That is very good, because I think that's great. Not everybody is going to be tickled pink about the idea of writing 3 pages, and even me, who loves writing, actually sometimes find it quite a challenge to get through 3 pages of longhand. But, you know, to do something like the voice recording is a great alternative, or even to draw a mind map or do something pictorially, a collage, those kinds of things are all different ways of doing the same thing, really.
That sounds like a brilliant task for me to take away, and I'm sure that our listeners would love to implement something similar too, especially if they are time challenged as much as we are.
Yes, we need to get those reality checks in there to keep ourselves on track.
Absolutely. Cool. I think we've got some action points there, haven't we?
Definitely. And you know what? We're over time.
We are. We're rubbish at time, aren't we?
Well, it's all good fun, and hopefully everybody's enjoyed having us back in the podcasting seat together. So it's been a pleasure as always, Paul.
You take care, Sam. We'll speak to you soon.
Thanks.
So during today's podcast, we were talking about reality checking. Because quite often, sometimes your sense of reality and time can be completely different to the real world. So what we've thought about doing is maybe pre-schedule stuff in your diary. Everybody has a diary. Everybody should be scheduling stuff to avoid double bookings and things like that. But also do it for things like making sure you go to bed on time to get your beauty sleep. If you're playing WoW, set up that little alarm so that it reminds you to go to bed. Also recording your post-diary entries as well. Using a wall calendar or your normal diary or something doesn't have to be a large diary where you're writing down every single feeling and sensation. Just sometimes a little mark or a star or an arc over the day, just to say that you've done the action that you were going to do that day. Also, morning pages can be great. Getting up in the morning, writing down whatever comes to your mind. Don't force it. Don't make yourself try and list what you did yesterday. Just write down what comes naturally, or record it on your phone or on your computer. Whatever is easiest for you. And whatever comes out will be what's important to you right now at that time. Good luck. Enjoy.